Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. If you would like to have your business showcased in our next magazine, please visit sparkplugpr.com and fill out the application to begin the selection process. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about some of the most common questions people have about financial planning. My guest today has over 17 years of executive-level income tax preparation industry experience, as well as many years of professional experience as an instructor on income tax preparation and education. Today, she is president of her own company, KO Tax and Financial Services. It is our very good fortune to have on the phone today a woman who has extensive experience in providing accounting, tax, and business consulting services for small businesses. Ms. Celeste Johnson, welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Good morning, Sparkplug. It's a pleasure to be here.
How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right. Are you ready to talk about some of the most common questions people have about financial planning?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it. It is my passion.
All right. Well, Celeste, we know you are extremely busy, one of the busiest ladies in the ATL. So we want to get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tell our listeners, what are the qualifications to be called a tax advisor?
Well, to define tax advisor is a financial expert specializing, trained in tax law. That's it. That's what we call a tax advisor. What they do is they study tax laws.
Okay.
And they also undergo continuing education requirements that's required by Internal Revenue Service. But their focus and specialty is tax law.
All right. Well, why should someone choose a tax professional over another type of professional, such as a CPA?
Okay. Why would they do that? Well, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, a CPA, when you're a CPA, you have a higher level of education and ethics required to maintain their license and active status. But when you're talking about tax and income tax, what you want to think about is you want to talk to someone that specializes in income tax, whereas a person, when you go to an accountant or a CPA, they specialize in accounting issues. Whereas CPAs, they are required to do continuing education, but they have a choice in their interest. They can do it in accounting, auditing, consulting services, and specialize in management or taxation and ethics. But with a tax consultant or a tax advisor, we specialize just in taxes. They have an option of looking at different avenues as far as what their requirements are to continue their professional education. But their majority of their, their interest is accounting issues. So I would always say if you're going to look at that, if you're going to go to someone, you need to go to someone that knows about taxes for tax issues and go to an accountant for accounting issues. But you always want to look at the background of both parties. They both do pretty much the same thing, but you want to look at their expertise, knowledge in it. So if you go to a CPA, ask them how much continuing education do they have in the tax laws and tax knowledge, as opposed to going to a tax advisor who actually only specializes in that just one topic and also ethic issues.
All right. Well, what advice would you give to people who owe taxes or those who have not filed over a period of time?
What I would say to people that owe taxes, if you owe the government $25,000 or less and you don't have the money, there's a couple of things you want to do. One is if you can't get a loan or pay it on a credit card, you want to set up an installment agreement with Internal Revenue Service. That's only if you're under $25,000 or less. If you do the installment agreement, you have to actually be current with your taxes and estimated taxes. If you owe them more than $25,000, then you're going to have to fill out a form 433F, which is the collection information form that Internal Revenue Service fills out for you that you have to fill out for them to tell you if they'll take your installment agreement or not. But what you want to do, and the third thing I would really suggest, if you owe taxes, you want to, if you are employed with someone, you want to change your W-4 withholding allowances, which means that you're taking more money home with you than you should have taken originally from your taxes. So, in other words, that's why you're on the government. Income taxes, it's a real interesting subject because people actually don't quite understand, well, why do I owe money? I don't make money enough to pay taxes, or why am I owing? And a lot of times what they find, especially if they're employed, their error comes in their withholding allowances. When you look at your W-4 withholding allowances, there's a worksheet. And I always tell people on that worksheet, it's a, in order for you to do the worksheet, and it has on the W-4, it's for you to break even with the government. In other words, you pay what taxes are due, and they get their taxes that they're supposed to receive. And that way, no one, you have no refunds coming back, you have no balance due. A lot of times people look at it and put ones on all the worksheet and find out they have 8 withholding allowances. Well, there's not enough of your income there to support that 8. So you end up owing taxes. So you want to pay, be very careful with that as far as when you owe taxes. And for those people that have not filed taxes over a period of time, you want to actually, if you don't file over a period of time, the government actually will file for you now. And they're looking at everyone that has not filed in the last 5 years, 3 years. They're actually sending letters out to everyone saying that, hey, we see that you have income, we see that you're working, we know that you owe some money or you don't owe some money, but we're going to file it for you until you tell us something different. So if you don't, if you have not filed over a period of time, you want to go ahead and file. Even if you know you're going to owe them, if you're not going to owe them, you'll just make time out and start filing your taxes on time. It's the American way that you want to do this. That's why we live in America, and that's why we have to do income. We pay income taxes.
So what advice would you give to business owners who may not have filed for a period of time?
For a business owner over a period of time, it's better for you to now stop what you're doing and take time out and do it. And the reason why I say that is because if you're a business owner, the government also is looking at you as well. And they're either going to come into your business and audit your business. You don't want anyone coming in and telling you what to do. You want to tell them what's going on with you better than them telling you. So you want to go ahead and take time out and organize your business. That's the one thing that we do. We get caught up in doing the day-to-day operation of the business, but we forget about the bookkeeping side and the tax side of it. We say, oh, we'll get to that later. And later sometime never comes. So you want to start now, whatever you're doing, take all your records, all your bank statements, and put them all together for each year, 12-month bank statements, determine your income, and then look at your expenses, what came out of that account during that time. And that would be the best thing I would recommend. Start now. Do it now. Even if you're not doing it, do it now. Take the responsibility of being accountable for your business because you want to see your business strive and continue to strive. And you want to know where your business is. And if you're not doing your taxes, you have no idea what's going on with the business. You just know money's coming in and going out. The only way you can do to find out what's going on is to reconcile your books and find out where you are, where you need to go, and put a 5-year plan together. Especially right now in this day, in this economy, we really need a strategy. We need a strategy in the next 8 months because we don't know what's going to happen next year in 2013 and forward on. So you want to start now, and this is the time to do it.
All right. Well, what would you say to someone who may believe that they shouldn't pay taxes because they don't make enough money?
Well, let's take a look at that portion of it. When we say, why shouldn't I pay taxes? Well, the reason why we pay taxes is we pay things for schools, roads, hospitals, military, government employees, national parks. And so this is why they put the tax income tax in place, so that we're able to pay our income tax so the government can pay things that we all need. When you say, I don't make enough money, well, let's think about how that is. We're going to break it down for you. When you say, I don't make enough money, let's say I make $20,000. On your income tax side of it, only portion it really is that you're actually paying on income tax is going to be between 15% to 25% for income tax. That's not a whole lot of money off of your $20,000 if you look at it. But a lot of times people think about all the things they have to pay first, and income tax is the last thing on their mind to pay because they'll think about their utilities, they'll think about their rent, they'll think about their credit cards. But if you think about it, all the government is actually asking from you, if on the average, if you're making between $0 to $142,000, the most you're going to pay as far as taxes is 25%. But if you're paying from $0 to $14,000, $15,000, you're really not paying a whole lot of taxes at all. So you have to look at when people say, I don't make enough money, what are you actually looking, what are you actually comparing it to? Because the taxes is not a whole lot of money. People think it is, but it's not. And when you think about it on the tax side, you're only paying, that's the income tax side. And the average cost is, if you're looking at, but most people make between, on an average, that's going to pay taxes, they're going to, their income is going to range from about $40,000 to about $100,000 and some thousand, let's say $140,000 that are working right now. And that part of, that's only about 18% that you're going to pay in taxes at the most. That's what I would say the most. Then you're looking at Social Security and Medicare. Well, no matter what you make, you're going to pay Social Security and Medicare taxes. That has nothing to do with income taxes. Income taxes is just on what we call your federal withholding taxes. Social Security and Medicare taxes is totally separate. It does not matter what you make. You're still going to pay the 7.65% of Social Security and Medicare combined together. So if you look at it, you have to ask the question. When people say, I don't make enough money, you're looking at what are you comparing it to and what are the obligations you have.
All right. Excuse me. Well, is there a charge for the first interview with a tax advisor? And how much does a tax advisor typically charge?
There's no fee for the first interview with the tax advisor, because we actually try to get to know the individual, what their needs are. So in consulting, there's no fee. The only time there's a fee involved, it's when there's work involved as far as preparing any type of work, of doing an income tax return, doing a spreadsheet for a profit and loss statement. That's when your fees are involved. And all the fees are based on the forms that are needed to prepare the work that needs to be done.
All right. Well, now we only have a few minutes left, and I want to ask you this question before I get to my final question.
Okay.
Tell our listeners why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine.
Well, that's a great question. What I decided to do, for many years, I have been in this business for quite a long time, for over 17 years, and it to be able to be a part of People You Need to Know magazine was an avenue for me to get more exposure for my business and to also educate the public on what I'm available to, services I'm available to give them. And so I thought that this venue, People You Need to Know magazine, is an excellent venue because of the exposure and also because of the quality and the work that the people do behind the magazine. I think it's an exceptional magazine. For the exposure, I've been on People You Need to Know. I watch I'm basically trying to say is the exposure, the quality, the professionalism. I couldn't associate myself with anyone else better.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Now, before we bring this interview to a close, do you have any last words to leave with our listening audience about tax and financial planning?
Yes. What I would like to say, and I go back to where we are right now, and I like to look at people for where they are now, not where they were in the past, not where they're going in the future, but during these economic times that we're living in and today, I want us to start thinking about what our spending habits are and our obligations. A lot of times, I think we got into situations because we overextended ourselves, and then we find ourselves, we want to continue the same lifestyle that we either got unemployed or money got cut back in our job. They do a lot of furloughs nowadays. And so I want to think about what are your needs and what are your wants. And if you would take time out just to write on a piece of paper, do I need this? Whenever you're going out to buy, whenever you're going out to take care of something or do things, ask yourself, is that a need or a want? That's first of all. And for the second thing, I want to look at people that are unemployed. If you are unemployed and have worked in a company for 10 or 15 years, during that time you develop some type of skill with that company. And I want you to think about, now that it's so hard to get a job, and the older we get, they say they don't discriminate on age, but and realistically they do. And oh, if you spend 20 years or 30 years in a company and all of a sudden you're no longer employed, you're looking and say, hey, I'm actually 40, 50 years old. They're going to look at a young person before they look at me. What can I do with myself? I want you to start thinking about reinventing yourself. You have received some skills when you were working during those 20 and 30 years. Think about becoming a consultant. Think about people that will use your knowledge that they need right now to further their careers in the business that they're in that you just left out of. So a lot of times we look to get back employed with people. Sometimes that's not an option. Think about starting something for yourself. I am a strong believer in being self-employed. I was raised in a self-employed family, and I watched my dad work day in, day out on a schedule for himself. And he always said, honey, if you can make $5 for one person, you can make $10 for yourself because you're always going to work harder for yourself. So if you think about it, if you find yourself being unemployed for a long time, think about reinventing yourself and becoming a consultant for your expertise you have learned in the years that you've been working for someone else.
Well, that's some great advice. Well, tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
You connect with me very easily. I have my website. It's KO Tax and Financial Services. I also have my email at kotaxandfinancialservices@gmail.com. Feel free to email me any questions, any things that you want to comment on or have questions about. And I always tell, when I was teaching class, I always said there's no dumb questions except the one you don't ask. So no matter what it is and any type of service you have, I also have a Twitter account. It's called TheTaxLady09. Please join me and follow me on Twitter and also my Facebook. Please like our page, KO Tax and Financial Services, on Facebook. And also our phone number at our office is 770-491-1120.
Feel free
to call us at any time.
Well, give out that number one more time.
The number is 770-491-1120. Also, we also have a tax class starting up this year. And if you're interested in learning how to do taxes or opening up an office for yourself, we'd be more than happy to assist you with that as well.
All right. Would you be kind enough to give out your email one more time, please?
The email is kotaxandfinancialservices@gmail.com.
All right. Hold on one second. Let me see if we have a listener that wants to ask you a question. Hold on a second. All right. Phone number ended in 1420. Did you have a question for Ms. Celeste Johnson?
I do have a question for Ms. Johnson.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I live on the
You're live
radio?
On the air right now.
Awesome. My question is to Ms. Johnson is, actually, I'm a client of KO Tax Consulting, and I wanted to know, what do you do or what information that you can give us? You mentioned during your interview, that's important that we learn how to fill out the W-4 form. But what if you get the W-4 form and you don't really understand the language in the form? How could we complete that form? How do we complete the form to the best of our knowledge, or that would help us with our tax situation, if I'm stating the question correctly?
I understand perfectly. Yes. Okay, this is my rule of thumb. When you're filling out the W-4, let's say you are, okay, I'll give you a couple of scenarios, and thanks for the question. It's an excellent question. A lot of times people get confused on that worksheet, and I tell them, don't do the worksheet, because if you don't want to break even, don't do the worksheet. My thing is this. If you are single, it's withholding allowances, and it's just you, and you have no dependents, what you want to do is, if your income is under, let's say, $45,000, you do single one in box number 5 on that W-4. If you are single and have a dependent, but if you're single and have and your income is over $45,000, you're going to do single zero all the time. And there's no dependents at all. You're not claiming your parents. You're not claiming your kids. It's just you by yourself. And you're making income over $45,000, you want to always do single zero. because that way you're going to cover your income taxes for purpose of not owing the government. Now, they may give you a small refund back, but you're not going to owe. And then when I say single, with no dependent, also means you're not a homeowner. But if you are a homeowner and you are single and your income is under $45,000, you can do single one. If it's over $45,000, you can still do single one because you have your home to write off on your taxes that reduces your income for tax purposes. If you are single or if you and you have dependents, then what you want to do is I would highly recommend picking the dependents up on the end, in other words, when you file your taxes. So if it's just you and you have two kids, you'll say single one. But if you have, and then pick the other child up on the end just to make sure you're covered. Then it all depends on your income if you got a raise or something coming through. If you're a married filing joint and your income combined together, you're going to do, and you have two incomes there. So you're looking at one person married could do married one, the other person does married one. You don't claim each other. You just do married one. If the income combined together, it's basically over $60,000. That way you're not on it. Also, if you're married and you also are homeowners, that makes a difference as well. So you can still do married one. But if your income is over, combined together, over $100,000, you both want to put on, one person will put married, the one that makes the most money will put married one, the one that makes less money will put married zero. That way you're pretty much covering yourself on the tax side of it.
I thank the host for extending the time, just to make sure that I understand you correctly. If you're single and you write at $40,000 with dependents, are you saying your W-4 form should be one and you pick the dependents up at the end of the year?
That's correct. That means when you file your taxes.
Okay.
Well, Carla, I'm sorry. Did she answer your question for you?
She did, but maybe I'll just, by me being a client, then I'll just call my tax consultant and get further instructions or
all
details.
Right. Well, we appreciate you listening and calling in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, Celeste, we appreciate your time, and I definitely look forward to having you back again, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Ms. Celeste Johnson. All right. President of KO Tax and Financial Services, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners like Ms. Celeste Johnson, who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another first-rate and caring job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.